KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have a sunny sky at 69 degrees, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, a hot and slightly humid air mass will be in place this weekend into early next week, accompanied by gusty south to southwest winds. The National Weather Service's temperatures will peak in the middle 90s to near 100 degrees from Saturday into Monday, which will be near record-to-record values. In addition, dew points in the low to mid-60s combined with those temperatures will create heat indices, or what it feels like, ranging from 95 to near 105 degrees. Weather Service says if your plans over the next several days takes you outdoors, make sure to drink plenty of water, stay in shade when possible, and take breaks to rest. Also, watch out for pets and children locked in vehicles. Heat can be a tremendous threat in Iowa, and it's one of the country's top weather-related killers. Last year, 94 people died from extreme heat, more than twice the 45 deaths the previous year. Yesterday, Thursday, was Heat Awareness Day. Meteorologist Kelsey Engel at the National Weather Service says it's vital to stay aware of the forecast and take precautions for a heat wave, just as you would for an approaching blizzard.
One of the reasons why we're holding a Heat Awareness Day, so that people can kind of plan and prepare as we start to go through the heart of the summer season and the impacts associated with heat as well as humidity.
Iowans need to take care of themselves if they plan to be outside for any period of time during a heat wave, especially if they're exerting themselves.
Pay attention to what their body is telling them, because oftentimes when the heat index gets above 105, people can get in some serious health dangers if they don't take appropriate precautions, take some breaks, maintain hydration, drinking lots and lots of water.
Every summer, children and animals die or are hospitalized from being left unattended in a hot car.
You can have temperatures in the 80s, and if you've got kids or pets inside a vehicle without air conditioning, temperatures can rapidly arise to well over 120 degrees just within a matter of a few minutes. So it's important that you don't leave pets or children inside a vehicle.
On warmer days, temps inside the vehicle can quickly reach 160 degrees. Children are more susceptible to heat-related illnesses like heat exhaustion, heat stroke, or even death because their bodies generate more heat due to their size. Their ability to sweat to cool themselves down isn't as fully developed as adults. Animals, too, can quickly suffer brain damage or die from heat stroke or suffocation from being left in a hot vehicle. During extreme heat, you need to check in on your neighbors and make sure your pets and livestock have adequate shade and water, and keep up with the changing forecast.
Anytime the heat index is expected to get above 105 degrees, then we will issue advisories for that. And then if we expect heat index values to be significantly higher, then we'll issue an excessive heat warning.
Leaders of the Iowa Hospital Association are raising concerns about Republican proposals they say would end federal funding of health care coverage for more than 100,000 low-income Iowans. Ted Townsend is president and CEO of Unity Point St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids.
People fear the healthcare system in this country. And so our goal is to try to protect the fact that we've made some progress.
The expansion of government-paid Medicaid coverage that's been part of Obamacare would be phased out under the alternative that cleared the Republican-led U.S. House earlier this year. Republicans in the Senate are crafting their own plan in private. Iowa hospital executives warn the end of Medicaid expansion will hit low-income Iowans who benefited from getting regular checkups and care for chronic conditions like diabetes. Mike Myers, the CEO of Veterans Memorial Hospital in Waukon, is chairman of the Iowa Hospital Association's Board of Directors.
On a weekly basis, we would have people come in so ill that they required transport to the University of Iowa or another tertiary center for very extensive care. Since that time, it's rare that we have somebody come in with their diabetes out of control, heart failure, an infection that they let go. And the fear is to go back to that is a big step backwards in the health status of individuals.
Steve Ballmert is president and CEO of Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs, and he says there are countless stories in his city of people who've been helped by the expansion of Medicaid, including one homeless man who was a frequent emergency room patient who's now seeing a doctor regularly, has a job, and is living in a home.
Those types of efforts clearly would be threatened with the reduction in Medicaid funding.
Charity Caritas Hospital in Council Bluffs has been cut in half since 2013 when Medicaid was expanded. Iowa Hospital Association CEO Kirk Norris said all the hospitals across the state are seeing similar trends.
Charity care levels since the expansion of Medicaid in Iowa have severely dropped.
The Iowa Hospital Association represents 118 hospitals. A handful of Iowans with chronic epilepsy are waiting for the state to grant their request for a card that shields them from state prosecution if they're caught using cannabis oil to try and reduce their seizures. The 2014 law that had granted state registration cards to chronic epileptics was repealed last month when Governor Branstad approved a new medical marijuana law. Cheryl Reistetter is a deputy director of the Iowa Department of Public Health.
And so at this point in time, we don't have a way to approve applications for patient and primary caregiver cards that we're getting, even for patients with intractable epilepsy.
Thursday, the State Board of Health voted to ask a legislative committee to approve emergency rules for issuing medical cannabis registration cards because of the new state law allowing Iowans to use cannabis oil as treatment for more than a dozen conditions. The board's proposed rules call for issuing cards for patients who have diagnosed with terminal illness like cancer or debilitating conditions like MS, Parkinson's, and ALS, as well as chronic epilepsy. The legislature's Administrative Rules Committee will consider the issue at its meeting next Tuesday. And as an Iowa research group says, a number of manufacturing jobs continues to fall in the state, even after a new sales tax break was given to manufacturers, likely costing the state tens of millions of dollars. Mike Owen, executive director of the Iowa Policy Project, says backers of the tax break cited a common policy idea that lowering taxes leads to more jobs, but that's not what's happening.
What we can clearly see that from the first 9 months, that certainly hasn't produced with the sales tax break, and it's costing us more money than we expected. So it's kind of a double hit.
The tax break allows more exemptions for manufacturers when they've purchasing supplies. The report says it could cost the state $80 million more than the original projection. Owen says mixing politics with economic analysis may have led to overly optimistic revenue projections.
At the same time, we're seeing lower revenues in the sales tax. We're also seeing jobs continuing to decline in the manufacturing sector.
Governor Kim Reynolds is now weighing options to deal with the additional revenue shortfall. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.